Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
Here we go, y'all. Take a little message out to those of y'all feel like you're struggling.
Yeah. In the simple song. Yeah.
Focus show. I got one of my partners that called in and everything, and I got to get him on the air. He's celebrating his doctrine and everything. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, brother. I want to go ahead because I'm so glad you text me, brother. I'm going to be a little late, but I wanted to make sure that I have to get your words on this show today to honor you getting your doctrine, brother. You know, the topic of the show is breaking free from the mental color indoctrination. And so Dr. Sean Gardner, my partner, I need your words from the top of the show. I come back later. I want your words from the top of the show. Put your words on this, man. It's being a regular, used to be a regular on my talk show, the Focus Show and everything. Give me your words of what Sounds of Blackness, the Sinners of American Slaves, and breaking free from the mental color indoctrination. Go ahead. You drop it on us right now.
I appreciate all the love. But before I drop anything, can you clarify for me exactly what you want me to speak on?
I want you to talk about, you and I've talked about the devastation of what you, especially now that you and I done talked, you met me, I was already walking in a sense of freedom of who I was and what I want you to talk about is what you have grown and realized about the indoctrination that you have found out and clear that you have noticed that associated to us, okay, culturally, in the behaviors of captured by color, captured by the devastation of slavery, the captured of by what we don't understand about finances, how we don't know how to take care of our family, is these things look like an indoctrination that we can't seem to be able to handle. And I want your, as you have now come into your doctrine, your understanding about what that is, I know that you're not the same Sean Gardner that you was. You're not the same indoctrinated Sean Gardner as you was. You are now a new man, okay, a new person. So speak on that from your awakening to where you are today, from where you was until you are now. Speak on that mentality.
So it sounds like I wish I knew there was going to be this in depth, right? It sounds like it takes a longer conversation than what I really have, so maybe what we need to do is schedule for me to come on again. But I think, you know, if you're talking about my journey and the transformation I've been on within the last couple of years, I think it more so boils down to just recognizing that for me, it really does boil down to being able to just recognize life is what you make it, right? And so without going into a whole lot of detail, I'll just say that at the end of the day, you know, once you find out something, once you become knowledgeable of something, then whatever you become knowledgeable of that's hindering you, that's hindering your growth, it gets to a point where that can no longer hinder your growth, right? So if I know something is out there, once I have knowledge of it, then I have to do everything I can to be able to work around that so that, you know, my growth isn't stunted. I don't necessarily know if that's what you're looking for, but in terms of my growth and my transformation, it's all about just recognizing what's in front of me and navigating from there.
Hey, you know, and Queen, one of the people you don't know yet, and you will get to know her, Sean, because we're gonna be in stay. Queen, you're live. You live right now, Queen. I want you to. Want Queen just heard you, and Queen, I want you to introduce yourself to Sean God. He's one of my longtime brothers and everything. That I like to say that I had just a little bit of influence in this brother being who he is today and everything. And I wanted to make sure that I honored him, by saying, I'm coming to you, I'm coming to see you, but I needed your words on this. Queen, just introduce yourself to him real quick and let him know how we're going to be needing his assistance to do a show with him fully from his perspective. Go ahead, Queen.
Absolutely. Well, I want to first say, Sean, my name is Queen Muhammad, and I am the owner and operator of Nation Building Movement, but I'm also the operational manager for Descendants of American Slaves, the Southern Chapter, located here in Texas. And I just want to congratulate you on your recent endeavors, and I wish you much success. And I look forward to hearing from you on your perspectives, especially as it concerns us as a people and how you plan to move forward, of course, with your new letters in place of what you plan to do for descendants of American slaves in general society. I would love to hear your perspective on where you think we're going as a people. So I look forward to a full interview with you sometime in the near future. And, again, congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. And I tell you what, I appreciate that, Queen. I'm looking forward to the interview. Thank you, Meshawn. Again, I always appreciate you, man. And I think I know where you want to go, man, but I'm not going to go with you in 5 minutes, right? So I definitely will come back, and we can have that conversation that you want to engage in.
Hey, no problem. We will give you the whole show, brother. Don't worry about it. I appreciate you knowing exactly what I want you to do, but it'd do a dishonor trying to squeeze it in 5 minutes. But I appreciate you coming on, and I will come see you after I get off this show. All right.
Well, let me get off this phone, because if I don't, you know, other people will be getting
no
on.
Problem, no problem. Tell George I'm coming.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye. Take care now. All right, Queen. I saw him on the line, and he texted me and let me know he had to go. I had to go ahead and bring him in and get him engaged in this conversation and everything, because he's one of those brothers that, you know, when we first met, he didn't quite know who I was. I didn't quite know who he was. And we had a little challenge and everything, but one of the things that he knows me by is that I told him he was my friend. I said, you know, he wasn't used to having men in his lives and everything. And I saw some good in him, and I told him that I was going to be his friend. And just recently he came back and told me, he said, Meshawn, I really didn't understand what you meant when you told me that you was going to be my friend. And then he said, I remember when I said to you that I saw myself as a little private and everything, doing things. And he said, man, you told me, Sean, you ain't a private, you a sergeant. You more, way more than the private. You're a sergeant. And he said, I've never forgotten how you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And you made me, you elevated me. When I just saw myself as a private, you told me, no, you're a sergeant. So basically what he was saying is that I helped define and elevated him beyond what he was originally, and I encouraged him to see
that
himself
is beautiful.
And to see the growth in this brother from, you know, this, we're talking about a brother who was potentially homeless for a little bit and dealing with his children and his ex and everything and some issues and everything. We're talking about a brother who done now came from all the way from where he was being, you know, he founded the organization too. This is deep now. He founded an organization called Two Not One and everything. It takes two, not one, to raise children in our lives. But he wasn't two, okay? He was just one. And I remember when I first met, I said, how you gonna have an organization called Two Not One and you ain't even married? I say, I said, you got to at least be walking in it.
he had himself and he had the God. That's he had to.
Yeah. So the deal is that I've seen this brother has really grown. So, yes, I look forward to us having a show with him and everything. But, you know, for those people who may be, you know, this show is going to be aired. We only got a few people. I think this is Leonard on the line here. What's up, Leonard? That's you?
Yeah, this is me, man. This is me. I'm here. Can you guys
hear
me?
Yes, sir. We're doing this show in trying to stay consistent and bringing something to the airways and everything. And I went and saw my numbers. There are people actually listening to this show. They may not time in, they may not call in and everything, but there are actually people who are listening to this show, or they actually go back and listen to this show as well. So I'm glad to see that. So to try to stay with the format, to try to get the understanding about what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish and everything, I think it's important that we stay the course. What is this saying? I only got 2 minutes and 53 seconds left. We ain't even
did
been on the show.
You set the show up for only 15 minutes. That's what you did.
Did I do what?
When you set it up, it tells you how many minutes. And instead of you doing 90, you didn't choose anything, so it's only going to give you 15.
What?
Yep. Either you might stay on an extra 15 minutes.
Huh?
Just let it run out. Let it run out and see what it does.
Wow! I was doing it in my car and everything, so I didn't. I guess I missed that part of it. And I looked at the time and say 2 minutes and 3 seconds. What's going on? I said. So anyway, bottom line is that the Sounds of Blackness. What happened? The reason why I gave this song this title, this show, The Sounds of Blackness. Because I went to see Marcus this morning, and in my car, the music came on in my car, and off my phone, and the Sounds of Blackness. And then I listened to Sounds of Blackness all the way up and all the way back, and I realized something. And Leonard, I want to see if you understand where I'm going with this as well. I realized is that we have a certain sound. A certain amount of conversation about us and everything that is uniquely ours. And we associate it to color, but bottom line is it's uniquely ours, and we need to go ahead and speak on it and carry it out. But it's not that we need to be physically seeing ourselves in color. We need to let people know when they're dealing with us, the sound that they're receiving from us is the plights of us, of our blackness. And I started realizing that this sounds of blackness is the attitude that I think that we need to be walking in, showing us that our sounds of blackness, our attitude, and the things that we're doing anything is based on the tragedy that we have been induced in from blackness. You follow where I'm going with this, Mark? I mean, Leonard?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Like you said, it's the sounds of blackness, blackness. We're going to call that the experience because that, remember, like I said, is a scientific fact that we carry the experiences of our ancestors, and it's been proven within our DNA.
Right.
It takes something to happen to unlock. That's just like you've ever heard some people talk about deja vu. Oh, man, I feel
right.
like I've been here before. Some people are like, you know, wow, I just have an aptitude for this particular thing right here. That's just like within my family, we can draw, okay? I can draw, my son can draw, my brother can draw, my father can draw, and it's something carried throughout our DNA, all right? So you got three generations, all right? My father, my generation, and my son, okay, of all people that can draw. We have that gift, all right? And that's just a talent that is carried throughout our DNA. So, it, you know, I mean, it's like some people have an aptitude to say, man, I really know how to, you know, build houses or hang drywall or something about it that just seems natural. That's because somebody within your ancestry was a builder, okay? You might not know
right.
it or realize it, but that, you know, and these are things that you're pulling up. It's kind of like when you, like, it's kind of like, on the movie The Matrix, all right, where
right.
when they were in the Matrix, we say, hey, listen, I need to know martial arts. And then he would call and talk to my man, and then the guy would program it in, and he would beam it to him, and all of a sudden, they knew martial arts, all right? So
right.
See, it's knowledge, untapped knowledge that you already have that's there, okay? So when we talk about blackness, all right, that's the experience. All right, our slave experience, our, and not just our slave experience, that's just, you know, our entirety, okay? African experiences, because even our slaves, all right, had African ancestors that had that experiences within their DNA within them, all right? Just let's understand our American slaves, is they didn't come over here dumb and just a pure labor force that couldn't do anything but manual labor. They could build. There was a whole lot of things that they could do. They were already skilled laborers when they came here, okay? See, so
right.
you have skilled laborers from Africa, all right? They came to America, and when those children were born, all right, and became American slaves, all right, they had all of that knowledge, okay? I give you an example, Dr. Smallwood, all right? Dr. Smallwood says that we are the best examples of our ancestors. Every time we have children, it should become a new and improved version of ourselves. And that's who we are. All right. So when you talk about this, the legacy of blackness, okay, those experiences that you know that are deeply ingrained in our